What? That's right. Tuesday nights are murder. I just don't know how to get through Tuesdays. We're at Mem Chesed and Beis, three lines at the top. So we said yesterday that if a Kohen Gadol marries a Bogeres, a girl who's over 12 and a half, and they have a child, the child is not a cholo, because it's only a mitzvah say for Kohen to avoid marrying a Bogeres, a girl who's over 12 and a half, and therefore the kid only becomes a cholo if there was a negative command attached to the relationship of the parents, not a positive command, right? So it's Rabbi Yosho. That Rabbi Yoshi asked a question here in the third line. Hare Sheni Lemitzri, what about a second generation Egyptian? If a Kohen marries a second generation Egyptian, right? So then, Shehu Velo Sase, Hachubamiko Hase Asehu. The command not to marry a second generation Egyptian is a positive one. Gam Dor Shlishi Avole Mikal Hashem, that their third generation will come in the congregation of Israel. From this we deduce that their second generation does not, right? So that's a lava bar mikal say negative command which sprouts from a positive command. So it's a mitzvah sase, so therefore the kid should be okay. And we know it's not true, we know the kid is because there'd be a chol in that case. So Chazar Rabbi Yeshiv Vamar, so Rabbi Yeshiv reneged. He said the truth is that the comparison is as follows. Lo doma, or this is the distinction. Why the child of a Bogeres, according to Godel's union with a Bogeres, is not a cholo, is because lo doma aseish b'Yisrael la'aseish b'kohanim. There's no parallel between mitzvah say by Yisrael, mitzvah say by kohanim. Aseish b'Yisrael also b'ko. Mitzvah say which a Jew is forbidden is universally forbidden, such as the one of not having relations with second generation's Egyptian. Aseish b'kohanim, the same among kohanim, also b'kohanim, is forbidden by kohanim, but mutzah b'levim Yisrael was permissible for levim and for Am Yisrael, and for the regular Yisraelim. So therefore, basically what we're saying is that in order for a mitzvah, even a mitzvah say can make somebody cholo, but it's a mitzvah say which is universal, which applies both to kohanim, levim, Yisraelim. Mitzvah say which only applies to kohanim is not strong enough to create cholos in the next generation from that union. Okay? It's simply not a prohibited enough relationship. A relationship which is prohibited also to Yisrael, as mitzvah say, that would. Mitzvah is prohibited only for a certain segment of the population, i.e. Kohanim, right? It's not going to make the, it's not going to make even the Kohanim's kids chalol. Okay?
A male chalol has no right to karuna, even though his father was a kohen,
right? And a female chalola can't marry a kohen. Okay, that's it. Okay, Ammoni Moabi Asurin, an Ammonite and Moabite are forbidden to join the congregation of Israel, the Surin Israelim, and they're prohibited forever. Avanik was saying, but the females of these lines, Mutars Miyad, they're permitted immediately. Mitri Vadomi, an Egyptian and an Edomite, Einan Asurim Elarch Loshadar, so only Austin for three generations. Echotime Vadomi Havisad applies both, however, to males and females. The females are not permissible right away, unlike Ammon and Moab. So it says, Marva Shimmer said, I don't understand Kavachomer. There is a Kavachomer here. Kavachomer, that's right, the matter is Kavachomer. Well, also, Mayim B'makom She'asar is Chayim, the place where the males are prohibited. Yisrolim, for all eternity. Heteros and Akevos, in other words, by an Ammoni Moavi, the males are always forbidden, right? They're not allowed to marry a Jewish lady, period, right? He does the gives the eye, nonetheless the females are permitted immediately. So Malcolm Shalom says is Khorim El Shadaros, where the males are only also for the first three generations. Anodin Shanatyrs and the Kavas Miyad is not a Kavachomer that we should allow the females immediately. Right? So why do we have to wait even three generations for the females? Amr lo, they said, If there's a halacha mashu zinaba yunakab, we'll accept it. If you're learning from a logic, yesh tshuva, we can refute your logic, because Mark will explain what the refutation is. So he said, lo kia alochani amram se alochon mashu zinaba, therefore you can refute me from the basis of a drosha. Okay? Mamzerim, children who are bastards, unasinim, descendants of the Gibeonites were given the same standards as Mamzerim. Asurim, they're forbidden, be Asurim Isur Olam, and forbidden for all eternity. Echod Zchorim Echod Mekavis, both male and female. Okay, says the Mara further. Amoni Vula Amonis, Amoni Vula Amonis, an Ammonite man is prohibited from joining the congregation of Israel, but not an Ammonite woman. Moavi, a Moabite man, Vlo Moab, it's not a Moabi woman. The Kabbalah saw, asked one for that case, why don't we say something about third generation problems? Adomi, Vlo Adomis, it's only the male and not the female. Why don't we say there too? Mitzvah Mitzvah, it's only the second generation Egyptian, right? Not the third generation Egyptian. So it says the Gemara, Ksiv, it says, Al-Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Lechem Maim. The reason why we let the women of Dok is because the reason why we don't let Ammon and Moab and Damis is because they didn't greet the Jews. So that doesn't pertain to the women, right? They don't go out to greet. Says the Gemara, Hayalem Lanashim Lekadem. The women should have... That's good. Mm-hmm. So the women should have what? The women should have brought them. The women should have brought to the Israelites the food and the whatever, right? So Ksiv it says Asher Sochar V'Asher Yatz. Says that they hired and they counseled Bilam to come give the curse. Midarko to the score, so according to this, the reason why the reason why we omit Ammon and Moab, the Ammon and Moab is because they counseled to take about to take over I'm getting confused. Just a minute. Let me start from over again. Amoni v'lo Ammonis, an Ammonite, not an Ammonitess. Moavi v'lo Moavis. Moabite, not a Moabitess. The Kavasoran, similarly, Edomi v'lo Edomis. Let's see, an Edomi, and not an Edomian woman. And we know Edomian women are also until the third generation, right? And so to Mitzvah lo Mitzvah, they should be Mutter Mili, and we know they're also until the third generation. So I'll tell you why by an Ammonite Moabite is different. See, because it says Alvar Shalokidmulchem Belechem Mitzrayim Mayim. They didn't greet you with bread and water. So that's you don't let them Nami so because they're stinkers, right? The women, however, they didn't have that responsibility. That's not what he's talking about. The women did have this responsibility. I'm not sure. Then they should have brought the food and water as well. At least say the Pnei Moshe Korbanei, at least for the men, right? So it says the Gemara. Ksiv, so I'll tell you why we exclude women from this punishment, because it says, Ksiv, Asher, Sochar, Lech, Asher, Atz. They hire Bilam and counsel him to curse you. Miga, Midarko, Lisko, who goes and hires people for wages. Oish, Lo, Isha, the man and not the woman, so the man is held responsible. Midarko, the eight, who gives counsel. Oish, Lo, Isha, the man, not the woman, so he gives counsel. Right? So he's responsible. Ksiv, it says, the Pasuk. Shacharim, Vishacharim it is, Vishacharim, who's his name, Holy Bistay Moav, gave birth in the fields of Moav, means Shochu Osam, once they kicked them out, Chushim as Bar Noshov, Chushim and Baro's children. Shacharim is a Boaz, is referring to Boaz. Shoyam is Shuchroim in Averos, he was released from Averos. No, it's Averos atone for. Holy Bistay Moav, why is it called Holy Bistay Moav? That it gave birth in the field of Moav, Shinosa Sarusa Mavia, because there was at least allegorically, what am I talking about? It's not called April Mary, but well, somebody from his family, right? Kolev is the first one, and then Dodav HaMelech. Then, oh, it's not Dodav, it's Boaz. Min Shalchu Osam, that's a continuation of the Pasuk. Min Shalchu Osam, Shem Shito Shehuda, they were sent from the tribe Yehuda. The Sibe, it says, by Yehuda Vesuda Shoch Fanav, he sent Yehuda in charge in Feder time. Chushim Vesbar Noshev, Chushim and Baro's wife, Chiesh Lucho Odom Shumo is Noshev. What does it mean? It says that who he could be got, he got his wife. El Shechash Kinomer, rather, he was attentive, like a leper, or leopard, right? He was still, he was hasty like a leopard, or quick. V'b'yas halacha, and he translated the halacha. V'yol emin chodesh ishto, and he gave birth from Chodesh's wife. Lo tzichada ella, this only means v'yol min bara. Lo tzichada v'yol min bara nashav. What I do with this pasuk, it says that he gave birth to bara, his wife. There's no such thing. You can't give birth to your wife, to your daughter-in-law. By her means that through her the halacha came about. Amoni v'lamonis, an Ammonite man, not Ammonite women. Moavi v'lo Moavis, a Moabite man, not a male, Moabite women. Okay?
You
could say that. I mean, I don't know if we're looking for reasons, but that's a valid reason. Sure. I'll accept that. Works. Says more further. One person says Ushmo, this is the name of David's brother-in-law, Yishai's son-in-law. One person says Ushmo, Yishmo Yisrael, his name was Yisrael Yisraeli. The other one says yes Ishmaeli, without the father, right? That's not the question. Question is, well, one place says Israeli, and it says Ishmaeli, Palestinian. So which one was he? Israeli, Palestinian?
There are no Palestinians.
Arabs, Ishmaeli. Rashi by Nachman. Rashi Nachman on my Ishmaeli. He was an Arab. Vatamar Tisoni, how can you say he became Jew? He is Jewish. Ella, rather, Shinilchas Beis Dino Shel. Yishai. He went into the basin of Yishai. When the Matsu Yeshiva Darshan, he came in and heard him Darshan. Penue Laivi Vashu, turn to me and be redeemed, Kofs the Earth, all the distant corners of the earth. Nizgaya, and he became a Ger. Vinosan Lo Esbito. And then, whoever his base manager was, Yishai, gave him his daughter, and he became David's brother in law. Okay? Rabbanan Amin, Rabbanan say, no, he wasn't a convert. Israeli was a Jew. But the Israeli continued was actually an Arab before him. Elishel Chogar, Moshek Yishmaeli, wrapped his girdle's loins like an Arab, I guess, to be able to use his power. Vinatis Acher of a based in. And he thrust his sword into based in. Ona Rogue, Ona Arad, and said, either we're going to die, to kill, or to die. And even on the Kayim, or we will fulfill, in regards to fulfill Divrei Beis Hillel, the words Divrei Rebbe, the words of Rebbe, and Kol, which is that Amoni v'lo Amonis Moavi v'lo Moavis, Kol Mishu Oiver Halacha Zu. Anybody transgresses this Halacha, B'cherav Ani Orgo, with the sword, I'm going to kill him. Amoni v'lo Amonis Moavi v'lo Moavis. So anyway, yes, Ishmaeli was kind of a violent guy, and violent is not the right word, but it was threatening. Threatening, and he prevented anybody from darshaning differently. Says Muhammad, Shuvan Achman, Ani Ein Li Elam Mishno. I don't know about this the other way you learned out that only the women, men are also not the women. I got a Mishnah. It says Vatashav state Naomi Rusamov. It says Rus and Naomi, your daughter in law, came back from the field of Moav. Zoe Shishava Mistay Moav Tchila. This is their initial return from Moav, this is their conversion. Achori on my law, and afterwards she said to her, Tazvi Avichli Nech, you're gonna leave your father and mother behind. On my law, so she responded, Ilubas said, say Miss Moshul Shah, if you would have come yesterday, the day before yesterday, then law in Makabli Moskla wouldn't have accepted you. But now we already know that this good Rashi, where's this Rashi?
What?
Yeah. Right, that's what it is. Right, exactly. Thank you. Forgot. So it means that if you came yesterday before, we would not have made you mutter dog because the Amoni v'lo Amoni v'lo v'lo Moavis. Fortunately, today we can change that law. Tana Rabbi Zakai. Tana Rabbi, in other words, the halacha changed because it's not a rule in favor of Rus's cause. Tana Rabbi Zakai, Kun Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zakai said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Basker Amoni Kshera. The daughter of a ger from Amon is kosher to marry a Kohen. Basgioris Amon is the daughter of the Gioris, the female, is Psula. Amle Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Baloney. He said, Avarta. Now, Avati Bedecha Tlos and Aros, you passed three rivers between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. They are, here I wrote on the side, the Yarden, the Arnon, and the Pras, the Euphrates. So, you said to him, Avati Bedecha Tlos and Aros, you passed these three rivers, get to Eretz Yisrael. These Badas, and you're found to be full of hot air, right? You were tricked, or whatever, or you didn't learn. There's another gear here. He's Barto. You were broken. In other words, you got it wrong. Elo he basker amoni makes the difference. We're talking about the daughter of the male. He basker amoni. So there, the female kishera, it's still okay. Rabbi Yosef Bishir Yochanan said, it should be lochein tzrichok shoyso aima misro. The question is a question which you have to deal with by the Ger Amoni is what happens if the mother is from Yisrael, right? Shalotomar Kishem Shizchaula Ima Kartishabita. Do I say that just the mother consorted illegally with this guy, so to her kids are no good. No, they're even kosher coin go my time or why? It says Me Amov. From your nation, im shasim shnei amomin, from those from which it's two nations, schorim asurim or surinikus utars, which says that the male are forbidden and the female are permitted. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Papados and Rabbi Shimon Lakish but Lomar came did not say this. El basker amoni psula, she bar mi tipo psula. The daughter of a ger amoni is no good. Because she came from an improper source. Now, this is the beginning of a new issue. So what he says, the basker amoni is psula because she came from, or Rabbi Yochanan says, no matter what. One second. Rabbi Yochanan says, that if the mother is Jewish, even though the husband is, if the mother is Jewish, even though the husband is forbidden to her, the Amoni marries a regular Jewish girl. They have a daughter. Is the daughter chalol or not a chalol? She's a ksheira, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Right? Because she's not mechul along with that, right? She didn't because she married a kohen gadol. Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues. He says it's not true. If a ger amoni has a daughter, so the daughter is posel. Right? Because she is tainted by the chalolus of the mother. The mother had relations with somebody she's not supposed to, right? So that's a big machlokas here, right? So it says, where am I now? Yeah, I'm not sure I got the last line right, so one second. No, I did. Okay, but now starts a new thing. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tani came, we learned the Rabbis, it says, Vitani, it should be Tani. Tani came like this. Amamin Zebizeh. If you have nations, now this is a very difficult passage. I'm going to translate it my way. The Aramaic is slightly different. Where am I? Lost my place. Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Tanikin. I'm Mormon Zebizah. Actually, he's God rules. Charma Swim Israel Olam. If their males are us forever, in the case of the same, Mutaris Miyat. And the females are permitted immediately. Now, I'll tell you like this. We're talking about if you have an Eved who's married to a second generation Egyptian. Right? Not an Eved. An Ammoni is what I meant. Okay, an Ammonite. You have an Ammonite is married to a second generation Egyptian. So, they married before they converted. In first generation Egyptian, doesn't matter. On the contrary, first generation.
Both conversions are null and void.
No, they're valid conversions. It's a question of whether they can marry Jewish women. The valid conversions, though. So the Ammoni cannot, because he's an Ammonite. What about the wife?
She's of the second generation.
Let's say she's first generation.
So you got to marry her granddaughter.
Is that true? What would be the alternative? That's what the Bavli says. What's the Bavli, Yerushalayim? What do you think Yerushalayim might say? This is Yerushalayim. Once she gets married, she becomes the other nation.
She comes to Amonis.
That's right. She comes Motzer.
Oh, that's cool.
But that's only if she gets married. Again, I'm learning this the way I want to learn. That's why she gets married before she converts. She marries after she converts, up the creek. It's too late. But she's already.
She converts as a mistress.
Right.
But if she's married to Amoni and then converts, she's an
Ammonis. Yeah, as I said, the Bible disagrees with all this. Bible says, once a mystery, almost always a mystery. But that's what the Yerushalmi said. Now, the Or Sameach doesn't take it this far. Well, I don't see why not. And I got my inspiration from the Or Sameach. But the Or Sameach only takes it, he says, that the kids are okay, not her herself. Once she's still, you know, the mystery can't lose her spots, but her kids will be okay. Her kids can marry into regular, even, they don't have to wait for a third generation. You just understand? But if she converts as a mitzris independently, unmarried, then even her kids have to wait for the third generation. So it's according to me, it's even during the first generation which converts. When she comes Mrs. Ammoni, she's Mrs. Ammoni, right? But according to the to Or Sameach, it's only the next generation which has the advantage. Who do you think is right, me or the Or Sameach?
Your
scrap must have
mischief
from the text. Because text seems like me, right?
Right.
Okay. So he does change around some text, but I'm not sure if this is exactly how much. Once he gets married, right, she just gets married to get to move to America and get a green card. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, excuse me. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kane. Learn like this. Before they convert, you have a Zohar's Mr. Amoni, he's forbidden forever. But the wife, even if she's a mitzvah, and married Amoni, she's immediately permissible, right? Mutaris Miah when they convert. These Gairu, but if they converted before they got married, so then so Mr. Amoni is also three forever, and the Kavos Sehen, and the Kavos are also Mutaris Achar Shlosh Adar, so only Mutar after three generations. Rabbi Chizkim Shem, Rabbi Achus Sehen Mazdisa Omakin. I have a Bryce which indicates this. Says Minai Tomer, how do we know? Anybody from one of the families of the land. Shebal Achas. Kananim, who had relations with one of the Canaanites, the older man of Ben, and had a son. Mutterli Knoso Evid, are you allowed to buy the son as a slave? Tamlomer Gami Niato Shome Gorim Achim. No, before I go on, let me make this clear. Somebody else came and had relations with a Canaanite woman, right? So you're allowed to buy the kid as a slave. You don't have to kill the kid, right? Because if the kid is from the Shiva Amim, you have to kill him, according to this Gemara's discussion. Most what if one of the Canaanim is one relations with one of the Goyim? Tamalomar Sholidu Ba'atzuchem. Blowing out Gerim Asher Boretz. Would they gave birth in your land and not from the Gerim in your land? I'm not sure to understand exactly what that means. I could explain better. Let's try that again. If anybody other than Canaanite must be killed upon sight, marry a Canaanite woman, right? The older man of Ben has a son. You're allowed to buy the slave as the son is the slave.
As opposed to killing him.
Yeah, I guess so. Why are you asking that?
If it's a Canaanite, then should be killed. You said before should be killed, not sold as a slave.
Right.
So why are we letting him live?
What?
Why are we letting him live?
Because he married.
It was a forbidden marriage. That's with the
Kanani. Yeah, but the Kanani also converted. I don't know if that's true, actually. One second. Let's try it over again. The Chizim Shem Achaz and Masisa are kind of the Brisa says, this is Minayat Omer, Echom Mikom Mishpachos Arotz, is how you know this is one of the Canaanim who must be killed. The other man of Benin has a son. Mutik Nosa have you allowed to buy the son as a slave, he is not considered to be a Kanani. Tam Lomer Gamine to Shomer Gorim Machem says from the residents living among you. Yachla said, and these are, they're also residents, right? So you can both get it from them. Yachla Echem mean a Kanani Shabbat Achas Melchomos, what if the reverse? The man is a Kanani has relations with letters of the with nations of the world. Tom Lomaker says, Asher Holidu Ba'artzuchem. No, it's put to those who gave birth in the land. Volomina Gaim Asher Ba'artz, and not from the game who were in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, yeah, Alidu Me'atzchem means other people give birth in your land, meaning other men come to your land and give birth in your land, then I read it wrong, that's why I'm getting it wrong. Not a gerim, Asher Boretz. I read a gerim. I'm sorry. It means those who came to your land to give birth, their children are okay. You can buy them avodim because they're not Canaanites. Because their father was not a Canaanite. By going, we go off to fathers, right? They just came to Eretz Yisrael to give birth. Those kids are okay. But the ones who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Garim Baretz, right? Even if they go and they marry a non-Canaanite woman, the bottom line is the family follows the father. And therefore the kids are still susceptible to be killed. Unless, of course, they become Chassidu Mazal. Is that clear what I'm saying? If from the beginning or just the last sentence?
Last part.
If somebody else comes, let's say a goy from Swaziland comes to Canaan and consorts with a Canaanite woman, and they have a kid. That's okay. That's Holidu Be'artzecha. The Swazilanders came to Israel to give birth. So now it's a Swazilander. But let's say the Palestinian goes to Swaziland, has a kid in Swaziland. It's that kid we can kill. Right? Because that kid is the son of a Canaanite. It happened to be that the birth took place in Swaziland, but he's a Gar Ba'aretz, right? Went to Chutz Laaretz, so therefore we would kill the kid, unless the kid turns out. Of course, this is the apologetics. I'm just saying, the kid comes out to be one of Chassidi Umas Ha'olam. You don't kill anybody who's righteous, but as a Canaanite, you have the right to kill him. Okay.
So it goes on
patrilineal descent. Right, but this is a very big kid. Not yet. Next thing is a very big kiddush. Shmuel Abba boy, Avoti Mao Shalem Doris. Now the truth is, this whole discussion we're about to have could not take place in the Bavli, because the Bavli hold that Avodim are totally, totally mufka. They're totally removed from the area of relationships. Father, mother, sister, brother, no such thing. Okay? So what we're about to say, according to the Bavli, is really convenient, but the Yerushalmi really seems to make a thing out of it. And Ismail says that the Bavli and Yerushalmi argue. Says Shmuel Bar Abba Boy, he asks a question like this. Avodim Mao Shalem Doris. Do Avodim have generations? Now, if Avodim have generations, that means that there actually are Chilukim and Yichus by Avodim. Avodim Eilem Doris would mean they don't have Chilukim and Yichus. They're all independent operators, and they don't have any inherent connection. Okay. So it says in one, Avodim Malshiasulem Doros. Do they have the part of our system or they're not? Hey, Chavita, what's the case? Ger, or the word ger is superfluous here. Eved Amoni. An Amorite Eved. Shinoz the Gioris. The word Gioris is also superfluous here. Shinoz the Shivchas. Shivcha Mitzis, who married an Egyptian slave, right? So that's good to say about it. Amoni marries an Egyptian slave. Lachos Shlosha Doros Niskairu. After three generations, they convert. So now, here, let me read it to you like the Gersa Mech. You can follow inside, but the Gersa Mech is a different, slightly different Gersa. In Tamar, if you're going to say, Avadim Olam Doros, that Avadim have generations, so that means that they have Yichus. So then, it should be, you're supposed to take out the brackets, according to Gersa Mech. Haschorim Asurim Iser Olam. Right, the males are forbidden to write forever.
Why are they forbidden to write forever?
Right. Right. So therefore, all the generations down the line are going to be Ammonim as well. So it should be Intem Avonim Olam Doros.
On the contrary. Sorry.
In Tamar, Avodim Olam Doros, you're going to say that Avodim have generations. So then, Mutarim Miyad. I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. I'm reading the text again. Don't read the brackets. In Tamar, Avodim Olam Doros, that there are generations. So then, it should be Haschorim Asurim Isra Olam. The Schorim are Asur forever. Why are they Asur forever? So is your Samech? Because they have Yichus. In other words, they retain their status as Amoni, right? In the cables, Mutaris Lachos Shosh Doros, the females are permitted after three generations. Why? Because again, they status to retain their status as Egyptian, right? Now here the Arsamech throws in the other side, even though it's not clear in the Gemara.
The cables, why aren't the
Because they have no marriage. Avodim have no marriage. Avodim have no marriage. There's no such thing as marriage by Avodim.
So the female offspring is not an Amonis?
No. It's a master. It's a master's child. There's no marriage. So if you're going to say that they have Doros, they don't have Doros, so then you have this continuity issue. So in Tamar, if you're going to say the Lolem Doros, they don't have Doros, then Helech Achar HaZochar. Then you go after the male. That really is not here anymore, but that's the Orsa Mech, the way he learns. Because if you're going to say Amonim Lem Doros, that they have no generations,
generations means that they have Yichus.
Yes. Yes, why does it go to the male?
Because they're
quiet. No, but there are vodim now. It shouldn't go after anybody.
But if they have doros, then doesn't that...
That's true if they have doros, but they don't have doros to meshul the oros to meshul scarcity, you still follow the male. If they have doros, you follow both. I'm still not sure how he reads it. One second. He basically flips it, but I'm not sure how he flips it again. It says, In Tamar Avonim Olam Doros, that there are generations, the Schar Masurim Yisraelim, the Kevus of Taurus, the Arashur Shur Doros, that we really understand. In Tamar the Lolem Doros, you don't say the Doros, Helach Achar Zoch, go after the male. Why do you go after the male? I think the Oros HaMeach says like this, if I recall correctly. The Oros HaMeach says that the Yerushalmi crossed the board or argues with the Bavli. Both opinions in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that no matter what, Avadim do have Yichus. They always have Yichus between themselves. But the question is to what extent they have Yichus. In other words, the Bavli holds there's no Yichus by a Eved or Shivcha at all. No marriage, no yichus. But the Yerushalmi says they do have yichus. It's a question whether they have doros. If they have doros, so that means that if they have doros, that means I still don't know why would follow the male by Inlam doros. It makes sense. If they have Doros, then you follow whatever generations they had. But if they don't have Doros, so then... You follow the male. Why do you follow the male?
What's the difference, the distinction between Yichus and Doros?
Yichus means that they have some father plays a part. It's according to the Bible, the father never plays a part by a body.
Okay. Because it's the master.
Yes, yeah, the master. The father's not auntie, he's just a stud, for stud.
So, Yichus, the father plays a part.
Right.
What's Doros?
Doros means that you count. Oh. You're right. Doros, they definitely have yichus. The question is whether Yeshlim Doros is actually a chumra. See, I was looking at a kula, it's a chumra. Einlim Doros means they have yichus, but they have no generations. That means that generation after generation is meaningless. So whatever they are, Yeshlim Doros would be the equivalent of converting single and then marrying, right? They retain whatever doors they had before they became avodim. Einlam doros would be the equivalent of getting married before becoming. I have it. Yesh lahem doros by avodim. Is the same thing like getting married after after you convert. Because you come then into avodus with whatever doros you had. And so, just like you come into Judaism with whatever doros you have. The marriage afterwards has no bearing, right? So, by avodim, if you say that the conversion to avodim has doros, it means it's like coming in without any marriage. You never look at any, always look at each person independently, according to Ushami. But if you hold Elam Doros, so it's like where the Mitzris married the Amoni before they converted. So she no longer exists independently. She's now Mrs. Amoni. She's not Mrs. Mitzri anymore. The same thing here. If you marry before, if you hold the Shifcha Elam Doros, then you say that it's as if they marry before she loses her status. She's like him. And that usually will be a chumrah, not a kula. In other words, Habanim definitely retain some yichus. The question is what yichus they retain. In B'yeshlem Doros, they retain the yichus which they had before. In Mainlam Doros, and they retain whatever yichus they get now. Because that's the same thing like by conversion, by true conversion. If they convert before marriage, then they convert before marriage. That's a case where the marriage doesn't affect their status. That's the same thing as saying Lam Doros. What does affect? No, it's backwards again. Yesh Lam Doros means the marriage didn't affect their status. Ain Lam Doros means the marriage did affect their status. Is that clear? Yeah. Well, let me try one more time. Doros means they retain status. They're all the same generations. Alien Doros means they don't retain status. What status do they have? The husbands. The Zachars. The husbands, the fathers, right? That's the same thing like case we had before. When do they lose their status? If they enter Judaism already married. That's the equivalent of Ein Lam Doros. They lost their previous state. Right? Because just like they enter Judaism married, they lost their previous state. They enter into Shivchus, and you say Ein Lam Doros, they lost their previous state. And that way, Shifchus would be like Gerus. Just like by Gerus, they lose their previous state if they're married before. So too by Shifchus, they lose their previous state. But if you hold that Shifchus Ein Lam, if you hold that Shifchus Yesh Lam Doros, it's God generations, that means that they retain their previous state. Retention. Like getting married after you convert. Retaining the previous state, right? And that means that entering Shivchus is the same as getting married after conversion, right? Which means you... No. Ashen Doros means... Yes. Yeah, that's correct. All right. Anyway, the bottom line is that Yesh means keep status. Ein means lose status, right? Yeshen Doros means retain, positive, keep. Ein means lose. No previous generation. You can go after the husband now.
Which is the chumrah?
What?
The chumrah is...
Usually the chumrah will be... Well, in our context, the chumrah is Yeshlem Doros. Because Yeshlem Doros means that if she was a mitzvah and married an Ammoni, she'll still retain her status as a mitzris. She'll still have to wait till the third generation. So the chumra is Yesh Lam Doros. Okay, so as the Yerushalmi says again, according to the Eretz Melech's Girsa, Intem Avadim Olam Doros, you're going to say Avadim have Doros, and taking out the brackets, has Chorim Asurim Itzer Olam, the Chorim also forever, right? Because the Zchorim also forever, and the Kevos, because they're Ammonim, and the Kevos, the Mutaris, the Agar, Shos, Doros, but only after three generations, because she keeps her status. She'll be Avdusim when they're married. They were Avodim. Abu intemet the law will endure, so you're going to say they don't get generations. Halchachar zocher, she becomes immediately permissible. Okay, that's good. Amr lo, they said, ima lo, now this goes back, that's the end of the tzuya. Now the rest of it, that's it. Period. Okay? The bottom line is that as the Orson Mayer points out, the Yushalmi holds that you retain, there's limits when you convert, vis-a-vis when you get married, which Bavli doesn't hold of. We always look at what they were before they got married. Doesn't matter when they got married. That's A. And also the Yushalmi holds that Avodim Shvachos have Yichus. The question is whether the Eshlim Doros or Einlim Doros, how the Yichus works. But the Bavli holds that Avodim are basically like animals. There is no Yichus whatsoever. Okay? So there's two basic differences. Period. Send a Mishnah Amalo, they said in Malach and the Kabbalah, if it's Allah, we'll accept it. In Ladini Yeshuva, if it's a Kabbalah Choma, we can refute it. Mayal, in other words, he said, Rabbi Shimon said, that Mitzvahs and Edomit should be Mutzer after one generation as well. And they said, we're not going to accept it, right? We can refute it unless the local Moshe seen it. Mayal and Moshe, Lashu Walker, they responded. Rav Obashem, Rabbi Yossi, Baruchina said, Hare Bas Beno Ubas Bito. Let's talk about Arias. You're not allowed to marry your own granddaughter, right? You're not allowed to marry your granddaughter, whether it's your granddaughter from your son or your granddaughter from your daughter, right? Harein asurim ad shlosh adoros. They're also until three generations, right? Echot tzchorei vechot nekevos. That's true whether it's through the males or the females. So we see elsewhere that the third generation applies to, Arias. Why shouldn't the third generation apply to Mitzri and Mitzris? It doesn't apply to Amoni Amonos, who say it's a special case. But in all cases of forbidden relationships, they go to the third generation, right? Right. Rabbi Shem and Lakish said, boo. He said, boy, yes. Bishim and Dover Shu Mamzer, Dover Shayna Mamzer. Maybe that's more severe because there's Mamzerus, right? That story about Arias. So by Arias, maybe it goes to the third generation. By Mitzris, maybe Hashem is correct. It doesn't go to the third generation, right? So he didn't like their upshlag of Rabbi Shimon, who says that a mitzvah ends after one generation. Similarly, Rabbi Chagai and Rabbi Avo, boy, Rabbi Chagai and Rabbi Avo asked, Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shu Koretz, Arias is Koretz, or Dover Shu Eino Koretz. Suppose you're not talking about Koretz, so therefore maybe there's no comparison. Amr Lahon, anyway, Rabbi Shimon said, Loki Alochani Yomer Mikomasena, I have a Loch Moshe Mesena, and a Pasuk helps me that it's a Mitzri and not a Mitzri, it's even the first generation. Bonim, what's that Pasuk that helps me? Bonim, below Bonos. It says, Bonim Ashev Oldem Dor Shlishi of Olashem Klaal Shem. It says, the boys have to wait to the third generation, not the girls. Rabbi Yaakov Barak Hashem Rabbi Yoshe, Yoshe said, Dor Achad new thing. Dor Echon Osav Rinamza, although Orsimel says it's connected previously, and it seems like that, but I can't figure out it's connected. Rabbi Yaakov Barak Hashem Rabbi Yoshe said, Dor Echon Osav Rinamza, Rabbi Shimon Kosher, Velo Dor Ashasiri. Rabbi Shimon does not draw a power between Ammoni and Moavi and Mamzer. Ammoni and Moavi is also forever, even after the 10th generation. Because it says Olam, Gam Dorasi Loivelam Kal Shem Olam, but Mamzer doesn't say Olam. So therefore he holds that the 11th generation of a Mamzer is Mutter, right? Tanya Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon says Oymer Dor Al Chayaser for Mamzer, the 11th generation Mamzer, Schorim Asurim, the males are still for Asur, and the Kavos Mutaros, but the females are permitted, just like Amun Umav. Malhalon, Schoim, Asurim, and the Kavos Mutaros, the males are also, and the Kavos are permissible. Afokos Sotir, Schoim, Asurim, and the Kavos Mutaros, the males are also, and the Kavos are permissible. Rabbi Shmuel, Braid, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Ibun Omar, Asur, Rabbi Lesser, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Sorry, Gelezer, Rabbi Shimon said, name Rabbi Meir. Kamar, Rabbi Meir, Omar, Gzeir Shava, and Ben Bokum Shakosum. Gzeir Shava applies to the place where it's being attached to. In the Bible, it's called Dunmi Navu Ki Basra. Make the Yeshua, but then tailor make it to where it's being extrapolated to. Can Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zer Yeshua, the Makav Shkos applies, tailor made to the place where it applies. Because by Ammoni and Moabis, the first generation, the women are Mutzer. But when you extrapolate from the Zer Yeshua, of Asiri Asiri to a Mamzer, so then the Kavis only become Mutter after the 10th generation. They become Mutter just like by Amon Amor, but only after the 10th generation. Malan Tzchayim Asirim the Kavis Mutaros, Afachos Tzchayim Asirim the Kavis Mutaros. In both cases, say the males are also and the females are Mutter. However, Me'ata, if that's the case, Afilu Miyad. No, it's not. You might say immediately. No, it's Me'avad Masirim Miyam, only from the 10th generation on, because they say that we tailor make it to the place where we're extrapolating to. Shows Rabbi Lez, they asked Rabbi Lez, the Dor Chodesh Sashim Mamzer Mar. They asked him, when are we basking? We basking about the 11th generation by Mamzer. Harman, so he said, Tavili Dor Shlishi Vani Atarenu, Mitaro. Bring me a third generation Mamzer, and I'll tell you who's Tor. You know why? Because he holds Matam Rabbi Lezer, Matsumis Rabbi Lezer, Dor Ella. It's like the Do'el, it's nothing rather than Hava Asiyah Rabbi Lezer Rabbi China. So only because Rabbi Lezer Rabbi China, Dharma Rabbi China, amazing Gemara. Achas L'shishim L'shim Shon, at once every 60 or 70th year. I remember this from the Bavli. Once every 60 or 70th year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be Devar Ba'om, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may brings a pestilence in the world, U'mechala Mamzerim, and he eradicates all the Mamzerim. They don't last more than 60 or 70 years. For Noitel Sakshay Mimoyan, he takes the kosher Jews with the Mamzerim, so they shouldn't be singled out to be called sinners. It's an amazing concept. Vaisene Kaida Maru, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shem, and Lokish, Bemokam Asher Tishocheta, Olah Tishocheta, Chatos, Lifnei Hashem. The Olah and Chatos, the Shech, in the same place, the Beis Hamikdash, on the north side, Shol Vaisene Meschatoim, in order not to publicize the sinners. Mata, what Pasuk teaches this? Vagam Chach, Hashem is wise, by Yavi Roy, and he brings bad things. Lomistabro, though. It doesn't make sense. Ella zel vayave tov. It should be Hashem brings good things. Ela medcha to teach us shafilu rosh and maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. Even negative things Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings in olam bechachmo meviyam. He brings them with wisdom. Festiv divro lo hasir, and his pestilence literally means its word, but here he darshan his pestilence. He does not remove. Why is that? Kol kach lama. Why is he not removing? Because it's good. Become a base man while Esther's poorly oven. It comes on the people who do evil and those who help those who do evil. In other words, Hashem doesn't eradicate certain kinds of plagues because they're important, because they come and they destroy the sinners. Yeah. Okay? What? It's a tremendous, amazing Gemara.
Things happen to good people.
Because of the bad people.
And innocent children have AIDS.
Because of the bad people, right. It's amazing Gemara. Right, so that's right. So Kodesh Baruch, so somehow Kodesh Baruch has a cheshbon. What can I tell you? That's what the Gemara is saying. I know. It's a tremendous Kodesh. Ravuna Amar, Ein Mamzer Chayoyetz Mishloshim Yom. Mamzer doesn't live more than 30 days. Rabbi Zira, Katzal Glach, when he came up to Eretz Yisrael, he shama kalian karian mamzer. He called people calling other people mamzer mamzeres. Now it seems like it was accepted. I don't know why. Right. Amalon smaukain. He said, "How could it be? Hazila he the Ravuna. This rejects the Ravuna. The Ravuna mar ein mamzer chayetz mishloshim yom. There's no mamzer when 30 days old." Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Yaakov Baracha said, "You forgot." Imchoi said, "I was with you." Karama Rabbi Ba. The Ravuna said, "B'shem Rav, a mamzer chay yoytsim mishloshim. When does a mamzer not live more than 30 days? A mosai b'smancha ainu mefursam. When it's not well known, I'm umrahil mefursam chayu. But if he's well known, he survives. Why is that? Because one which is well known, people know to stay away from. If he's not well known, so Kodesh Baruch Hu has killed him after 30 days in order that people don't intermarry with them." Okay? Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afalosi lovo, even the world to come, and Kodesh Baruch Hu nizkak." Kodesh Baruch Hu does not separate, pure restrain out the mamzerim. El Shito Shlevi, only by the Levim. Why only by the Levim? My time, because they're holy. By Yeshe, by Mitzaref, he's going to sit down and he's going to clarify Mitzar Kesef and purify the silver of the tears b'nei Levi, some purify the Levites. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said the marshals called him shu shayse because naki. Hashem used Levi in the base of Mikdash. It's like his cup, so it has to be a clean cup. Our Mechina by Braid Rabbi Avor, Mechina's name Rabbi Avor, the son of Rabbi Avor said, after loss, he loved in the world to come because Baruch Hashem, he might stuck and makes him a chesed. And he doesn't, the way Korma explains it, even though he makes the Mamzerim leave Shevet Levi, somehow he doesn't say they're Mamzerim. Hashem doesn't make them publicly Mamzerim, makes them like Yisraelim. They won't be like Levi, they'll be like the Yisraelim. Okay? Ma tam, what Pasi just says, Vayu Hashem, Agishe Mincha, Bitztok. Right? We're going to do this whole bit process, Bitztok. If they're ready to become forgotten who was Paul and who was not, we don't check it out. We let it be. Amar Shimon Lokish Masisa Amar Kain. Bryce tells us this. Bishbachas based through Bryce like this with Mishnah. Bishbachas based tree for Isa Be'evar Yardin. It's a family called based tree for on the other side of the Jordan River. Richko Ben Sion Mizra, so Ben Sion, who was a bad governor, pushed them away violently as Mamzerim. For Acheres Isisham is another family. Vikirva Ben Sion Mizra, they were bad. And Metzion introduced them into the main Shiva Am Yisrael by violently. Avo Bichem, and nevertheless, Lo Bichu Chachomim Lepharis Mar Chachomim didn't intervene to publicize them and get them out. Avo Chachomim, Moshe Moson, Livneim, Tamidim, Chachomim tell over the secrets that certain families are no good by Mayim B'Shavuot twice every 7 years. Am Rabbi Yochanan said, Avoida, it's all finished. The fact is, She'eni Makim, I don't know them anymore. Nishtaku Bohem Gdoli Ador. Already the Gdolim have intermarried into these apostle families. In other words, we no longer know nowadays, even days Rabbi Yochanan, who the apostle families were, who were given over in secret to each and every generation has been forgotten. Hayulol Pashkur ben Imar HaKohen. He had 5,000 slaves. Vekulin Nishtaku Bekuna, and they all got intermingled with the regular Kohanim. Hein Azipanim Shabakun, if you find Kohanim who have tempers, it's because they come from these Kohanim where they're avodim. Amrav Lezer says, Ika Trunia Bohem. They're the main ones they're the brazen ones. The Rabbi Yehuda says they're the main temperamental Kohanim. And that's why we say Va'amcha Kimarive Kohen, your nations like Kohanim who fight all the time.13 cities of Kutim got mixed in with Kutim in the days of persecution. And Rabin, they said, we don't remember any of them except for one. There's a city called Mushan, which is of them. So basically, Mamzerim, once they're acquired, it's quieted up, you don't make any noise about it.